Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Giving Tree is coming up next week. We want to thank those that participated, especially those that adopted the families. Those kiddos, they're going to have a blast at Dave and Buster's next week.
Yeah, they are. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
I played the Hungry Hungry Hippos Life Edition. Yeah. And there are, at Dave and Buster's, there are hippopotamuses that are gigantic that you sit on and you play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
It's so much fun.
It is so much fun.
We're going to have a great time. The kids are going to have a great time. It all happens next week at Dave and Buster's. Thank you to Steel Bros, Heating and Cooling. They give out gift certificates to the families. Also, Longmont Dairy and Ricky Brothers. They give us the costumes that we use for that particular night. So it's going to be a good time next week.
Yes, it is.
Have you seen the story of LeBron James?
I saw that he, all I saw was the headline, and so I did not read it because I didn't care, really. Yeah. But it said that he has left the Lakers for a little bit to take a personal day off.
Well, it's bad timing, because even if it's got nothing to do with what's going on with Jay-Z and Diddy, it's still bad timing.
Oh, wait, I didn't even put that together.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it just said that he was taking some time off for personal reasons. I thought it was because his son sucks so bad at basketball.
No. It's all the rumors are that it's got something to do with the whole Diddy thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I heard
so
that.
The rumors are flying around everywhere. But he walked away from the Lakers yesterday for personal reasons, he says.
Well,
mid-season, so everybody's kind of like, whoa, what's going on here?
If you watch the documentary, it's called Starting Five or whatever I told you guys on Netflix. If you watch that guy, I mean, he's old, and I talked about that documentary before. He's old, and it takes him so much work to get his body back in shape. Like, after every game, he can barely walk.
That's a tough sport.
Yeah.
A guy his age. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, 40 years old, you're out there up and down the court with these guys that are 22 and 23 years old.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is tough. And I mean, they're always working on him.
Yeah.
During this whole documentary, it just, I mean, and he's like, oh!
Yeah, it's like constant to even get on the court.
Just working on him. I feel bad for him.
Yeah. It's just strange, though, that he takes off at this part of the year, you know? It's just, I don't know. A lot of rumors fly. When you take off, rumors are going to fly. Who knows what the truth is? We don't know, right?
Right.
Nobody knows.
No, I honestly thought it's because his son sucks.
By the way, big weekend this weekend for Travis Hunter. This weekend is Heisman weekend.
Saturday. Yeah.
Is it Saturday? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and he's going to get it. There's like an 80% chance that he's going to get it. He's going to get the Heisman Trophy. So it's coming here to Colorado.
And didn't he win the AP award?
Player of the Year.
Yeah. And then he won something else. He was like in Vegas or something. And he won another one. He's so well spoken. Oh, and then the biggest award is he won not only the AP award and whatever, but the Academics Award.
Yeah.
So, and everybody's like, you know, this is what we should celebrate the most is that his academics are. But I did think about you, BJ. You're like, what? You know, Jamie, There was this kid in college, and he was the starting quarterback.
He was. That's a trip.
I know. And you're like, and he graduated, and I never saw him once in class.
You know, back when I went to college, okay, you went back to the room that you had your classes in, and they posted all your grades up on the bulletin board, right? So you'd go back and check them the day after you took the finals or whatever. Well, this quarterback, he was for Tennessee Tech University, and he was really good. He was like all conference, right? He showed up the first day of class because I, being a sports fan, I was blown away by it. I'd never really met a real sports guy before, okay? And I'm like, whoa, here he sits. His name was Jenkins, okay? And there he sat in the class. I never saw him again for the rest of the semester. Never saw him again. But when the finals came around, I went to the board, and he was an A+. I was a C.
But
he was A+, and he never showed up for class, ever.
It would be interesting to hear from people if Travis Hunter shown up for class. You know?
Yeah.
But I bet he zooms it in.
Look, I'm not saying that he's not. I'm just giving you my experience with an athlete that was a superstar on the team. The guy did not show up to class, and he aced it.
Okay, I will tell you, my freshman year, so we had some classes that a couple guys, we got into the season, they were on the edge of, like, because we had to have a GPA of, if you were a scholarship athlete, it was 3.5. Otherwise, you lost your scholarship. If you weren't a scholarship, you just walked on the team, it was 3.0. And if you got anything below that, you couldn't play.
Gotcha.
So I will say, if you were some of the stars of the team, they did provide a quote-unquote tutor.
To make up.
To take your test, probably.
You,
right.
You didn't have to go to class.
Yeah, yeah. I feel
it's
like,
fishy.
Of course it goes on, right?
Well, there's a guy that came out, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and he said, we've been calling these guys student athletes forever. They're not student athletes. They're athlete students.
Yeah.
Is what he said. He said the athletics comes first. The secondary part of it is being a student.
Well, of course, so if you have your quarterback at Stanford and he's like failing, right? You don't think, because the sponsorship money and all the money that's involved with football and basketball and all that, you don't think they're not going to
get him
student.
Not playing is not an option.
They're coming to the professor and they're like, really?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, when this guy was in my class, nobody complained. We were like, okay, he's a star on the football team.
That's just the way it was.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah. Apparently, I owe an apology to Bronny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bronny James. Apparently, he had a really good game the other day.
He did?
Yeah, so my apologies.
Is he even playing for the Lakers?
I have no idea.
I don't even think. Spadell, you keep up with this crap.
He's in the G League.
What is that?
That's
good.
No, that means that you're not in the actual NBA. You're in their little like sub thing where they try to develop players.
So it's like the minors.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Do they play that down at the YMCA or something?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a pickup game.
People are making a big deal because he scored 30 points in the G League.
Somebody was giving LeBron hell yesterday online. It was on one of the X feeds or something. And he was giving him hell because he's a Lakers fan. And he said, here this guy, he's one of the best to ever play basketball, has walked from the team and left us with his staking son.
Oh, wow. That's pretty funny and mean.
He forced us to draft him. Oh, and now he walked away and left
bounces.
Us with that kid. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah,
great.
Thank God.
You got to feel for
Bronny. I mean, come on. Yeah.
This guy has to live up to his dad, LeBron James.
I know.
Like, he shouldn't have gotten into basketball. He should have gone for something, pool or something,
well,
you know?
It's the same thing with Tiger. Tiger Woods' son qualified for the first time for some big tournament.
Yeah.
And you just feel bad for these kids that are, you know, I mean, these guys are bigger than life.
Yes.
And now these kids are like, all right, I'll hit the ball down.
They're the best to ever play the game. You take a Tiger Woods. Yeah. You got little Charlie.
Yeah, that's Charlie. So much pressure to live up to.
Yeah, he's got to be dad all of a sudden. You can't do it. You can't live up to that. You got to get a different profession, man.
I agree.
You just got to move on, do something else, computer science or something.
No, you know what I would do? Frisbee golf. Dad, I'm not going to play golf. I'm going to play frisbee golf.
And you have the ability too, Jamie, if you think about it. You don't have to pick something that pays well because your dad's already loaded.
Exactly.
He's a billionaire, okay?
Exactly.
So you don't have to pick frisbee golf. Probably doesn't pay. But right? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And it still has the word golf in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people should come to us for advice. We're like life coaches around
here.
We really are.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey on your phone. It's free. And the podcast is there later on today. Goo Goo Dolls tickets. We can give those away at any time. Doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah, it does. Oh, my God. Everybody loves the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, they're next August, too. So you got plenty of time to plan your day.
Yeah.
Get your Uber. Get your Uber all planned out and stuff.
Can I just say? I mean, I am shocked that they're playing Red Rocks. You know, I mean, they
is it Red Rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's Red Rocks. I'm shocked that they've had this kind of staying power.
That
kind
of does surprise me too.
Yeah.
And they don't have somebody with them like the Rolling Stones or anything. Taylor Swift, maybe?
I know.
Should we put her on here somewhere?
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, yesterday I was so over the internet and the marquee diamond.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
It was everywhere.
Me right too. Now, it's the rage. Now, like, I'm all these poor dudes, right? I mean, this literally, we are pathetic as human beings, right? Selena Gomez, she gets engaged, and she has a marquee cut diamond, right? It's like a long, how do I explain it? It's like a diamond shape, like a
kind of is just circular a little bit more.
It's like a pulled diamond, right? And so it's called a marquee cut. And so now every girl, oh my God, Selena got the marquee cut. I want a marquee cut. It used to be really popular in the 80s and early 90s. My sister, that's what she had when she got married, was a marquee. I always thought it was like her way of trying to make her diamond look bigger than it is because it's stretched.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it takes up more space, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like more knuckly to each knuckle. But anyway, it went out of, I mean, it wasn't popular anymore. And now all of a sudden yesterday, freaking rage. So all these guys are getting down on one knee at Christmas. Screwed.
You got to have the marquee.
Got to have marquee.
I didn't see this yesterday.
Yeah, it's the
so
new.
It's become the thing because of Selena Gomez.
Of course. Yeah.
That Benny Bozo or whatever.
Yeah, Benny Bozo.
What is his name? Benny
Blanco.
Oh, Blanco. Not Bozo.
No, that's right.
Benny Bozo.
Don't correct that. I like that name.
Benny Bozo and Selena Gomez. Yeah. And she's now made it popular again.
Yeah.
Don't we have a friend in the diamond business?
We do.
We also have a friend that listens to our program over at Trice Jewelers.
Yeah, that's our
friend. So we have a lot of contacts.
That's actually our friend, isn't it?
That is our friend. I think his name is Justin.
Is
it Justin?
It is Justin.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Yes, I know. Didn't you buy something from him?
I don't know, but I need a marquee all of a sudden.
No, remember, didn't you buy Lisa?
I went over there and bought something. Then he was he loves listening to our show.
That jewelry store is something. Holy crap.
It's overwhelming
when
you walk in there.
It's like two stories, isn't it?
I had never been in there before.
Trice.
This thing. It's like the Disneyland of jewelry. This thing has everything. It's huge.
I know, but let's not keep talking about it because he doesn't spend a lot of money.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Never mind, Justin.
Your time is limited.
I mean, we could have gone on and on, but it's over.
Hey, speaking of big bucks, Mega Millions tonight. $670 million.
It still hasn't hit?
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, the last drawing was Tuesday. Remember, we promoted that.
Yeah.
This is the next one.
Gotcha.
Being $670 million tonight.
Right.
So.
Okay, so I'm going to get tickets.
Get your tickets.
Wouldn't that be a great Christmas?
Oh, my gosh.
Can't even imagine.
Oh, my God. You know, I would literally put a gift certificate for my son for a brand new jet. Like a Learjet. I'd be like, you got to learn to fly this sucker.
Do they make bows like that big for jets?
Do they what?
Like, you know how like people give them Mercedes or cars and they give like a big bow on it?
I thought you meant bows, like Bose headset.
Oh, no, I mean like a bow. Like, I want a red bow on the jet.
Oh, yeah, for sure they make a bow for that.
With that much money, you can get a bow.
Exactly.
You'll get a bow, no doubt. Get your ticket, $670 million, Mega Millions, tonight.
BJ and Jamie.
Analyst 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm just listening to your conversation, Jamie.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, and I can try to match you on what your shopping list is this weekend?
Well, so my son came home from college yesterday. I'll just tell you guys what BJ heard. I was talking to Carson about my kid, right? And so so he got home and he's like, so what's the game plan? Blah, blah, what, you know, do I need to be here, there, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, all right, so basically here's what we need to do. I need to have you help me buy a car, a shotgun, and a computer.
the essentials.
And not necessarily in that order.
Right? Okay. And so he's like, what kind of car are you thinking, Mom? And I'm like, I really like the new Toyota TRD Pro, but it's the not the Pathfinder. What is it called?
Forerunner.
Thank you. I said, I like the Forerunner. Well, then I got a whole explanation why this is not the car for me. That I need the, because he has a TRD Pro truck, right? And so he's like, no, you need the older generation, not the new one. And he's telling me all these mechanical. And I'm like, fine. All right. You talk me out of that. I'm going to get an Aston Martin. I've always wanted an Aston Martin my whole life. Ryan Seacrest drove up in one and I like, and he took two parking spots at our garage in Burbank.
Yeah.
And I was like, you neat guy. And so I stared at his Aston Martin parked in two spots. And I was like, someday I'm going to own an Aston Martin. So I looked at my kid and I said, fine, I won't get what a switch, right? From a Toyota
one
to
one extreme to another.
So I said, fine, I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to finance an Aston Martin. I'm going to lease it. It'll be cheaper. And he goes, don't get an Aston Martin. I'm like, why? And he goes, that just screams old lady trying too hard.
that's like if I went out and bought a new Corvette.
Yeah.
What that would be like. Is that, okay?
I go, what did you just say? He goes, it screams old lady tries too hard.
Right.
Oh my God.
He's right.
Like,
straight savage.
Jimmy, he's looking out for you. I mean, your mom. He's got to do, somebody's got to.
Scream
at you. Look, you're at that point in your life where people have to step in, okay? And it only gets worse from here. At some point, they're going to step in about your health and all kinds of crap. It's like, just beginning. Your son's trying to take care of you.
No, an Aston Martin doesn't scream old lady tries too hard.
I think it does.
I don't agree with my kid. And then he goes, why are you getting a shotgun? I said, well, because lately out at the cabin, things are getting a little sketchy. So I need to the Glock, you know, you told me once that I'm not a great shot. And he's like, yeah, shotgun's better for you. All right. So we'll get a shotgun, a car. And what else? I go, and I need a new computer. He's like, oh, God.
You should have told him the shotgun's for people who think I'm an old lady trying too hard. That's what the shotgun
exactly,
is for. Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah. I'll take a shot at him.
So no. Right? And then I was telling him, and maybe this is what you're going to compete with. So then I was telling him, because he took an Uber from the airport and he asked me if I can pay him back.
Yeah. Look, now, I'm not trying to compete or one up.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, my list of things to, one of the things on my list is a toilet.
Wow. What?
I have to go find a toilet and it's got to be 18 inches tall.
Oh, the tall toilet.
Gotcha.
Tall toilet.
I like tall toilets.
I've never looked for a tall toilet before.
No,
I don't know where to go.
Because this is for your father-in-law, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because your guys are going to shove him down in the basement.
Yes.
Make him live there.
Shove him down there.
Yeah. Shove's a good word for it.
Yeah, but tall toilets are.
Tall toilet.
Are far better than.
I've never heard of a tall toilet.
Well, once you get one, you'll never go back.
No kidding.
Yeah, because it's more of a light squat than a sit-down.
So, wait a minute. So you're saying that I'm going to be stinking down to his bathroom?
Yes, to take a dookie. Yeah, tall toilets are where it's at.
Oh, he's adamant about it. You got to get the tall toilet. I don't want anything but that.
Because it's easier for them to get back up.
I never heard of that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because my main bathroom has a tall toilet, and then if I go to another bathroom, I'm like, oh, this is a bummer.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, tall toilet.
You threw me off yesterday. Yeah. It's like tall toilet.
No, you will love it.
I'm even online Googling tall toilets.
No, like, and you need to get, heck? Not the Toro. What's the toilets that we like?
Toto.
You got to get him a Toto.
A Toto tall?
Yeah, Toto tall. It'll spray his ass for him.
See, warmers everything.
Yeah.
This is way too much information, man. It's a father-in-law. Come on, man. All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's all coming up next. And the Goo Goo Dolls. We've got tickets for you to win.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, let me write that down. Hold on. I got a new catchphrase.
Okay.
New phone, who dis?
Who dis?
Who dis? Like, who's this?
Yeah.
But who dis?
Yeah.
So, new phone, who dis? Because I got this. I was just looking through my Instagram messages, right? Because I wrote to Justin Klomp, you know, at Trice Jewelers.
Trice, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Trice Jewelers.
Yeah.
And so I slipped into his DMs, actually his wife's DMs. But anyway, so I saw that I had some messages I hadn't looked at yet. And it says, Jamie, great meeting you last night at Alice in Winterland and becoming, quote unquote, your boyfriend. Hope you had a great rest of the night and enjoyed your day off today. And then I was like, Austin, my new boyfriend, here's me. And then Carson goes, that's when you write, new phone, who dis?
That way you put it on them.
Right? Yeah. And then they'll explain to me who they is.
Yeah.
So that's good. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, let's see here. There's lots to talk about. We mentioned it earlier, but still, and it's going to get on your nerves. The new must-have diamond is, of course, the marquee cut diamond, right? Selena Gomez got engaged to Benny Bozo, or what'd you call him?
Vinny Bozo.
Yeah, Vinny Bozo's. Yeah.
Blanco Bozo.
Yep. And so she got a marquee cut diamond, which has not been popular since the early 90s. And now, of course, the marquee diamond has become the rage. Now, here's the only thing that I think is interesting about the marquee diamond that Selena Gomez got it. And here's me, you know, going in too deep. But one of her sad songs about Justin Bieber, one of the lines in it said, "I'm a marquee diamond."
Oh.
And then she got a marquee diamond, but that song was about Bieber. I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, that's weird.
You don't like it.
If I write
you, Jamie White, you don't like
it. I don't like it.
You don't like it.
If I write a song about our heartbreak, BJ, about us breaking up, and I said, I'm going to be fine because you know why I'm a marquee diamond, and then Carson gets me, and we get engaged. Carson and I get engaged, and he gets me a marquee diamond. All I'm doing is thinking of you, BJ.
Yeah, there's always going to be a tie there.
Yeah.
Well, I would expect you to be always thinking of me, first of all.
Right, yeah, okay. Of course.
But,
that's a given.
That's a given. That's a given. Yeah, I kind of get what you're getting at there because, it is...
I don't like it.
Ironic.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
You might
like
be
it.
Onto something, Jamie.
I don't
marquee
like it.
Just doesn't come around. I mean, it's not just a common phrase. I mean, it's out there for, you know.
Yeah.
So I could see a connection,
New phone, who dis?
Yeah.
I can't get that out of my head. It's like I have Tourette's with that.
Phone, you're going to be saying it all day.
New phone. My kid is going to be like, what the hell happens when you go to work? I'll be like walking in today, my son, hey, mom, I was... New phone, who dis? Doesn't even make any sense. All right, anyway. Mike Nelson, did you guys see he retired after 48 years?
Good dude.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
I've never met him.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I've met him a few times. Had him here on the show for about 6 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Before I was there.
Yeah, he used to do the Mike Nelson 30-degree guarantee on the program. He would name a high for the day, and he would be within 30 degrees either way, low or high, and he never missed. Mm. Never missed. 30-degree guarantee with Mike Nelson right here.
Yep. He did that for 6 years?
He did that for six years. Never missed. Never missed.
I remember when he came to my elementary school.
Oh,
and
you did?
Did the tornado dance.
Oh, what's that look
like? Yeah, he does the Mike Nelson tornado dance.
Does it look like that Trump thing?
Kind of, sort of.
Trump dance.
He does the whole turn.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He does? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Schmadil, would you like to share your memories of Mike Nelson?
I just remember seeing him on TV, and I just thought he seemed like a really nice stand-up dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's mine. Here's
that's all
mine.
I got.
And I don't know why this bugs me, but it does. I don't like men that wear rings other than their wedding ring. I don't know what it is about me.
I agree.
Like a pinky ring or something?
Yeah, yeah. And
I agree.
So does Dave Frazier.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's like a college class ring or something.
Maybe it's a weather ring. Maybe they get it. Maybe they get it when they graduate from being a meteorologist, right?
Oh, maybe.
A weather ring.
Yeah.
You could have spiced up your Mike Nelson Schmidel. You should have said you sold weed to him once.
No, let's not do that.
Seem like a weed smoker.
Well, nobody would believe it. I'm just saying it would spice up your interaction with him.
I don't know what it is. Like I've dated two guys that wear rings on their other finger, and I can't stand it. I want them to take them off.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's a weird. I don't know why.
It is weird. It's almost like it's almost like a mafia feel to me.
Well, you know who also wears, but he, okay, this is the weird part. When you wear one, it's weird. But Upsy wears like three, but that looks sexy. So I can't explain it.
Yeah, he does wear a lot.
He wears a lot, but he's like, he can pull it off, right? But the two guys I did wear just this weird one on their finger.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're in the Shriners Club or something.
Or they wear the ring. They wear that gold nugget.
Yeah. That gold nugget ring.
That's a good one.
That
sucker went out of style a long time ago.
But like Upsy can pull off like being a rock star, like UPS guy.
Yeah.
You know, like he has the rose colored glasses and like a bunch of rings, but he pulls that off. But the weird, like, I went to the Shriners, got this ring. I don't know. I dated a roofer. He wore one weird ring. Ugh.
Yeah.
Didn't even get a free roof out of it. You'd think if you had sex with a roofer, you'd get a free roof. Yeah. Nope.
Throw it in for a free roof.
No roof. What's that joke? What does dog say when he's... No, it's fine.
Are we playing Mike Nelson or not?
Yes, we are. I was getting to it. Mike Nelson, after 48 years. 48 years in this town. Is that amazing?
That is amazing.
All right, here he is.
Thing that I really have always been flattered about and don't take lightly is the fact that despite all the changes in this industry, and there have been a lot of them and it continues to go on, it still boils down to people watch people. And we are invited into people's homes every single night.
So, after 48 years of being invited into people's homes and now phones, 48 years of getting you ready for that next blizzard, 48 years of tornado dances, what's next? Mike says he and Cindy will stay in Denver for now and that he will still be watching storms, only now from the comfort of his home.
I will keep doing all the forecasting for myself and watching and waiting for the next round of big thunderstorms or heavy snow, because I so enjoy watching our weather.
You got to figure, too, if he's been around for 48 years, he probably holds the record for the most missed forecasts.
You just said he never missed.
Yeah. No. I mean, when it comes to a big blizzard and things like that, yeah. I'm talking about the 30-degree guarantee. He never missed on that. But I'm just saying as a forecast for the, you know, upcoming next few days, he probably holds a record if you've been here for 48 years.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, if you really think about it,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's a feather in the cap.
I mean, how long has Dave Frazier been on, though?
Have no idea.
Me either.
No
It'll be interesting to see who held out the longest, right? Here's the deal. They're saying that Carson has thrown me under a bus.
Why?
Why?
They're saying because new phone who dis is a 20-year-old saying, and that you're trying to make me think it's new and cool.
No, listen, I just threw it out there because that's what I would say to him.
I'm just saying, they're saying, Jamie, don't listen to Carson. That's a really old saying.
Yeah.
New phone who dis is like from 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's from like the flip phone era.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even, if I saw that, I would think, okay, it doesn't matter because if you get a new phone, it all transfers as well as your number and the name.
Well,
it
you
doesn't
can lose
even
some of them. I've lost some pictures. I've lost some phones.
Well, overall, it all transfers. So it doesn't really make sense.
New phone, who dis?
Just try it on your son, see what he says.
Okay, he'll just stare at me. Listen, he literally, already, last night, he already just looked at me and just like...
Yeah. Shook his head.
I mean, like, he looks at... My 18-year-old son looks at me like I'm the most exhausting person on the planet. Just like... Anyway, let's see here. Somebody said, hey, BJ, since you're buying a new toilet, I have some things I need to share with you. Number one, if you buy the tall toilet, it helps you have better bowel movements because it relaxes your sphincter better.
But okay. The whole point of the squatty potty that it lowers your how high you're sitting because it brings your knees above, and then that's supposed to be what relaxes everything.
I don't know. Do that on your own time. Okay. All right. So let's hear. Here's a fun fact about toilets. Colorado only sells water volumes of 1.29 gallons per flush. Low water. You know, we're trying to conserve it. If you want powerful 1.6, you got to drive to Wyoming.
I am not driving to Wyoming to pick up my father-in-law's toilet.
To get
okay?
a more powerful flush.
Now, for fireworks, no problem, but not for a toilet. Is that illegal to go buy a toilet in Wyoming?
And then smuggle it in for a bigger flush?
Well, because you're getting a bigger flush. The state law says you can't do it here. I'll bet you that's illegal.
It's like fireworks.
I got an illegal toilet. I'm a criminal.
Well, I wonder if it won't pass inspection.
I don't know.
Like, do you have to get your toilet inspected?
Yeah,
like the water company's like, no. Yep.
No, you have to have a final inspection.
So get a tiny toilet, right?
Yeah.
Keep the tall toilet. So switch it out and keep the...
Hide it.
And then when they leave and give you a good inspection...
Install it.
Yeah. I got big water.
Now, do I wrap up the tall toilet and put it under the tree for him
maybe
to open up on Christmas?
I think
because they're expensive. Do you know how much you're spending for him to take a doogie?
This is just too much.
Somebody said, is it me or is Jamie the most pickiest person about men? Yes, it's not you, it's me.
At this point, she has to be, though.
Well, no, it's
I mean, there's
not
been
even...
some bad ones down the line.
No, I've always been picky. Like, literally, it's just a thing. But I think everybody's picky. I just have to, like, I just talk about it. I mean, I think in everybody's head, everybody's picky about...
And especially when you get to a certain point in your life, you're like, I know what I want, and then that's it.
I don't feel like I'm very picky.
I'm with you, Spadell. Yeah. I've never been really picky either.
Well, that is not a compliment to Lisa, okay?
I'm just saying. I've just never felt like I had the, you know, the goods to be picky.
Yeah, no.
You gotta have...
Do I like hanging standards. Out with you? Yo, we're very cool. Let's hang out.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
That's all.
But Dale just wants them to be warm.
Yeah.
With a heartbeat.
Not made of plastic.
Yeah.
Everybody has goals. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
Well, I was solid.
Yeah, well, thank
yeah,
you.
That was solid.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You know what nobody's mentioned this morning is today is Friday the 13th.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not into that, but nevertheless, it is Friday the 13th. All right, Spadil brought in here a piece of audio.
Okay.
Stanley Cup recall. Have you heard about this?
I went to hockey immediately.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. A lot of people do.
When I saw the headline, the first thing I thought, what's wrong with the Stanley Cup, man?
Yeah, I have seen that. So it burns people or something?
I guess.
The lid pops off or something?
Yeah. Spadil, is that what's going on? It's burning people? Is that it? He's not even listening. Look at him.
He's taking color or something.
What is it?
Look at him.
No,
he's not doing that. He's just.
What's he doing?
What are you doing? Hello?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I was reading Text NATO.
Okay.
You didn't even know we were on.
No, I
said you brought in a story this morning. I don't know exactly what's going on. Maybe you do with the Stanley Cup recall.
I just know that there's 2.5 million that got recalled, and it's because they burn people.
Well, the lid heats up from all the liquid inside, and then it loosens, and then it can spill on people.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There you go.
Hey, thanks, Spadil.
Yeah, thank you.
Go back to Text NATO if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Go back
to
sleeping.
I thought we were going to go into commercial right there. I checked out.
All right, here's the audio that he brought to us this morning.
A popular travel mug is being recalled by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The recall affects 2.6 million Stanley Switchback mugs in the 12 and 16-ounce sizes. It also includes the Stanley Trigger Action stainless steel mug in the 12, 16, and 20-ounce sizes. The recalled travel mugs' lids can detach during use, resulting in burn injuries. Consumers should stop using them and contact Stanley for a free replacement lid. This affects mugs sold from June 16th through this month.
Aha!
How many people do you think are actually going to contact them for a new lid?
Nobody. Nobody. I will tell you, you changed my life with this Yeti.
Oh, I did?
That Yeti is absolutely fantastic, man.
I'm changing lives, BJ. Yep. Changing
now
lives.
Mine's a coffee cup. It's not one of those water bottles. I never got into the water bottle thing. Did you?
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. You don't look like a water bottle person. No, you don't, because it's a fad thing. You're right. I mean,
the Stanley's
are
definitely...
we that thirsty, folks? I mean, Spadil carries around a gallon of water everywhere he goes. Mm. Are we really that thirsty?
Well, but here's something sad about me. So see this?
Yeah.
Okay, guess how much this was.
Oh,
$5.
It was $3.99.
Oh, $3.99.
$3.99. And guess what it is? It says just... water.
That's it.
And I got it at Whole Foods. And it's just water.
$3.99.
You bought a case?
I just bought single. But,
okay.
But see, it's done in cardboard instead of plastic. But then I noticed that the top is plastic. So I'm still getting plastic. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with bottled water and whatever. I just never.
That's expensive.
It is expensive. But I buy that, the sparkling water, and it's expensive too.
Yeah.
But I buy that. And the water thing doesn't bother me. It's just that I've never had a need to carry around a gallon of water.
You gotta stay hydrated.
It's easier for me to remember to drink a gallon of water every day. If I just use the one container, right? I just have to fill it up and then finish it.
And gotcha.
And that's why people like the Stanleys.
Gotcha.
Is because they can actually gauge how much water they're taking.
Well, this was whatever. It was something sourced. Sustainably sourced. Thank God for
What's
that.
What's that mean?
I have no idea.
It's rainwater?
But yeah, we're going to put a plastic top on it.
Sounds like it.
But you know what's going to be sad is May 4th, 2025. Oh, no. It expires.
Water expires?
Yeah, apparently. It says Best Buy date.
That water
no
does.
No kidding.
Yeah, Best Buy.
Expiration water?
Yep. So I got to really drink
water's
quickly.
Been around for millions of years. How can it expire?
I have no idea.
It's all got a lifespan.
$3.99 for expired water.
Right? Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.